Hello, I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and welcome to Nature's Remedies, where I'll be discussing natural approaches to health every week. Today's topic is camphor, that strongly aromatic product you might have sold in the drugstore as spirits of camphor. This, like last week's cinnamon, comes from a tree originating in the tropics and a member of the laurel family. It has been used in medicine as an antipruritic, or anti-itch medication, and as a topical pain reliever. Interestingly, at least as of 35 years ago, the film industry used 80% of the camphor produced for celluloid. By then, however, most of the camphor used for that and other industrial purposes was chemically synthesized, as we are talking about a ketone in chemistry terms. Those who practice aromatherapy, which is especially popular in Europe, would insist on the natural essential oil from the camphor plant. In this way, the healing properties of camphor would be emphasized over the slightly increased cost compared to the synthetic version. Essential oils are used in extremely small quantities due to their condensed strength, basically a drop at a time. Aromatherapists have used camphor for coughs, colds, fevers, and arthritis. In the early days of homeopathy, that is the early 1800s, camphor was used with success in treating cholera. An overdose of camphor could produce chill, cramp, and convulsion with mental anguish. So apparently, those were some of the main symptoms of cholera, at least in the early stages, before the diarrhea killed you. In a chronic condition, a homeopathic preparation of camphor could help someone in an extreme state of collapse, even a near-death state. Like cinnamon, the other laurel family remedy, there may be much mental confusion as well. Well, this was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.